The following program was originally broadcast January 16, 2016.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine on Jess FM 105.9. I'm Doug Fain. On today's broadcast, we're going to be talking about a business that has been owned by four different generations here in our county, dating back to 1938, Jessamine Hairstyle Center. We'll be talking today to Marilyn Welch and her daughter Kelly Combs, all about that family-owned business. We'll talk to them right after this word.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The following program was originally broadcast January 16, 2016.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday. Today we're going to talk about a business that has been around for a long, long, long time. Different owners, but all in the same family. We're going to be talking about Jessamine Hairstyle Center. It's called Generations now, but it started back years ago with a lady named Marietta Hager. And we have with us today her granddaughter, Marilyn Welch, and her great-granddaughter, Kelly Combs, who is Marilyn's daughter. So, good morning, ladies. Glad that you all are here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to delve into the world of hairdressing with your family. And this is probably, if you look at the businesses in our town, I don't know that there's any other business that has had four generations own it that I know of. I can't think of any.
I can't think of any either.
So that's what we're going to start with. And I think the best place to start is with your grandmother, Marietta, Marilyn. Now, Marietta was born and raised here. Is that correct?
Yes, she was a Wiley.
A Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was she kin to Doc Wiley that everybody's talked about?
Half brother.
Oh, yeah. He was a dentist. Is that right?
He was a dentist.
Yeah.
Dwight Willis's grandmother, a half.
Yeah.
There were a lot of halves, yours, mine, and ours. And it gets all messed up, and sure, you don't know who's what and what's who.
It's hard to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
But Marietta is the one that started this whole thing about doing hair in the beauty shops and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Now, how did she get started? Do you know that?
She bought her shop in 1938 from Opal Davis mm-hmm. and Sue Lucas.
Now, that was here in town.
Yes, it was where the old post office was, where now Central Bank is at Oak and Main.
Okay. And the old post office, best I remember from what I've learned, I think the old library was up
the
over top of that.
The library and the Sea Scouts. You went down steps and there was the Sea Scouts.
Yeah. So she had a little beauty shop in there mm-hmm. that she operated. And that
yes.
was 38, you said?
38.
Now, how long did she have that?
Well, she went in with Lacey and Blanche Vickers.
Uh-huh.
And they opened a beauty school in Lexington in 1956.
So almost 20 years here, and then decided to open a beauty school in Lexington.
In Lexington. She wanted to teach other hairdressers.
Wow.
And my mother was an instructor there.
Yeah.
And Pansy Hurt was an instructor there.
Well, at the first of the program, and I mentioned that four generations, and I've introduced you two, and you just mentioned the fourth one. That's your mom, Vetus, would have been the fourth. Marietta, Vetus,
yes.
You, and Kelly.
Absolutely.
That's the four generations. Okay. So she goes to Lexington, and whereabouts was this hair school?
You had to go up these big, tall steps, and I think it was across the street from Sleepyhead House.
Mm-hmm. Downtown.
Downtown Lexington. And then they moved on down farther, and they opened what up next to Barney Miller's and Wolf Wiles.
Okay. So they were right down in the thick of, at that time, well, even now, but back then, that was a big thing downtown Lexington. It was thriving and lots of people, and so they had a they were right down the middle of all those people. And I guess that was a great location to be because you drew in not only people from Lexington, but all the surrounding communities, too, that wanted to learn how to do this.
Oh, yes. And I remember when I was in beauty school, pink-haired ladies. There was a wrench that you put on their hair. I think it was Bashful Blonde. And it turned the old lady's hair pink.
Back in style.
Yeah, and it's and of course it's in style now. It's funny how things kind of come and go and
cycles,
keep running around. So she was in Lexington, and she was teaching people how to do hair. And you said your mom was an instructor, and Pansy Hurt.
Pansy Hurt.
And they all taught these people how to do this business.
Yes.
Now, how long did she stay there?
They named it Hager's Beauty School.
Because she that was her name, Hager, yes. And that was the name of it. But do we know how long it lasted?
Hager's Beauty School was there for a long time. Jim Barrett ended up buying parts in it, and when they moved it to Nicholasville, it became Barrett's Beauty School.
So the Barrett's Hair School that is in existence now, out in next to Kroger, out on the south end of town, that was originally the Hagers, your grandmother.
And that was in 1965 that Jim Barrett bought out my grandmother's part.
So, you know, most people look at that and they don't know how Barrett started. So that's started from a Jessamine County person. I mean, it's been around.
Yes.
What about that? Now, I guess she just maybe got tired and decided,
back into the hair business and service the client.
So she sold her part and got out of the school and came back down here, I guess, and opened up another place. Is that right?
Yeah, Jessamine Beauty Shop.
That's how Jessamine Beauty Salon started.
Yes.
With your grandmother, Kelly, Vetus.
Yes.
So they started together.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, where was it located, the first one?
It was closer to the Farmers Bank. It was a little spot. And then later on, Glamour Salon took it over, and we moved down the street just a little bit. A
couple of doors down.
Closer to Oak Street, and we were across from Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Well, that's where I remember it start when I started
when we
coming
were younger,
there.
Yes.
And right next to Clem May's Barbershop.
For people who aren't from here and are listening, when you come down Main Street now, there is a parking lot between a building that kind of runs long ways and the Farmers Bank. It's the Farmers Bank parking lot. And at one time, that parking lot was not there. There was a row of buildings in that hole, if you will, and that's where you're talking about.
Yes.
There was a number of buildings in through there from the hole in the wall, as people called it, No Sandwich Shop, Rob Hardware.
Yes.
But you all started in a position where eventually Glamour Salon. Now, who all was in that?
Well, first it was Pansy Hurt.
Yeah.
She left the beauty school, and I forgot who she bought it from, and then Janet Welch worked there. But before that, Janet worked for us. It was Mickey Happ and Janet Welch and Linda Gullett. Eva McDaniels worked there at one time. She was a hairdresser. And we just had the best time.
Now, Mickey's back with you.
Mickey is back with us. It's just like old home week.
Do you find that that happens a lot of times in a lot of towns, that people kind of cycle around different places? Is that
absolutely
happen a lot?
Yes.
Do you kind of go back and forth? Because now Jody Brock was all in that too, wasn't she?
Jody was in there. We have had so many hairdressers that got out of beauty school. And, of course, my mother was the instructor and my grandmother was there. And we just taught a lot of hairdressers through the years. Because I've had my license for 48 years. Mickey has had her license for 49 years. Yeah. And, of course, Kelly, how long?
I'm 50, and I've had my license for 30 years.
30 years. Well, I know, and it's got to be, because you, Marilyn, have cut mine for 40. For 40. I started with you when I was 12. So you've cut my hair 40 years, and you've cut my mother longer than that. In fact, she may have come around when you kind of first started.
I think I've done her hair for the full extent of time. She's gone through a lot with me through the years.
Was it pretty much a given growing up that that's what you were going to do? I mean, your grandmother did it. Your mom did it. Did you ever think of anything else?
No, not really. I mean, it was always like you go to the beauty shop, you straighten up. You straighten the books up. My grandmother would come in even when she was retired, and she said, "I've gone from hairdresser to janitor." And I'm kind of at that point now. I don't work a lot.
Yeah.
But I'll come in, pick up, sweep up, you know.
So you grew up in it. You from the day you were born, you grew
Kelly.
Up in it, and you came along, and then that was natural. So then I go to Kelly, your only child, and ask the same question. Did you ever, any time, Kelly, have any thought of doing anything else? Or was it just kind of, this is what I'm going to do?
Actually, yes, I did think of other things, but nothing ever settled with me.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not going to do this. You know, I wanted to be different.
Right.
But it just all came natural. I mean, when I was 12 years old was when they had the shop down across from Ben Franklin, and I
right.
know you were,
yeah.
you know, close to my age, and we'd go in and clean the rollers, and,
yeah.
you know, all my friends, and we'd go across the street to Ben Franklin and get candy,
right.
and it's just, it's part of our...
It's in your
our
blood.
...heritage. It's in our blood. It's all we know.
And you tried to be different and just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Figured
that's it.
That,
just feels natural
to
me.
Well, then let's stay on that road a minute. You have a daughter. You have
yes.
two children, but you have a daughter who is attending with Morehead State.
Yes.
Any thought at all?
Well, I guess I did break the mold in some ways. I had a son first.
Right.
I was an only child. My
yep.
mother was an only child. My grandmother was an only child. All girls.
Now, isn't that, stop there, isn't that odd?
Yes.
And was Marietta wasn't.
No.
But Vetus was, you were, and you were.
Yes.
That's another unusual trait.
I guess they couldn't take any more of us.
That's, well, knowing you like I do, I would probably agree with that. So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Alex was born and then Bailey.
Yes, then Bailey. And Bailey has decided not to. And she's going to pursue her dreams of equine sciences and
mm-hmm.
maybe go 6 years, she's saying.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
But it is kind of, it's bittersweet, if
well,
you will.
Well, she
I
tells
guess.
Me... that she'll get her license after she gets her equine degree, and she's going to keep the shop open because it's too sad to close it.
And it is kind of, because I think you think, now we've been 1938. I mean, you know, it's not going to be long. It's not,
no.
and it'll be quick when 100 years is going to pop
yeah.
up. You know, we're 2015. We're only looking at, what, 23 more years, and that
yeah.
sounds like a long time. And you won't be around to see it, and I may not either.
No.
But 100 years is going to be here before we know it.
After my mother died... I turned it over to Kelly, and
yeah.
now it's called Generations.
Right. And you're still there, kind of.
She works.
She's there when she wants to
yeah.
be, and you deserve that. You've worked long enough to deserve. You know, people, that's hard. That's a hard job, I think, because of a lot of reasons. One is it's kind of like in being a doctor or a dentist. You're fooling with somebody's body.
Yes.
And if you mess up... You know, at least a dentist can hide it. You guys, it's there. There it is, right for everybody in the world to see. It's a scary thing. Not just that, though. You've gone through the problems with your back and all heck standing on your feet all that time. It's hard work.
It is very hard work, but, you know, there is so much knowledge at that shop.
Mm-hmm.
We have Debbie Hood in the back.
Mm-hmm.
She's worked for 25, 30 years. We have Mickey, I mean, there's just so much knowledge in that shop of hairdressing.
Well, and the thing about it is, Kelly, you are even probably more up on maybe some of the newer things than maybe your mom or others.
I would say very current. Yes.
But there's a lot of science. There's a science to it.
There's a science.
It's not just sitting somebody down and taking a pair of scissors and cutting their hair off.
Very technical.
A lot to it. More than people realize, I think. And that when you went to beauty school, I mean, you had to learn some anatomy. I mean, you kind of had to know
yes,
all that stuff,
do.
Too, didn't
especially
you?
Especially the head and face and, you know, massage and all that stuff.
It's more than just a scissors and a bowl.
Yes, absolutely. And when you get in deep trying to explain colors, you know, they want a certain thing.
Right.
But when you get into the technical, it just really blows everybody's mind. And you're there to service the clientele.
Right.
My great-grandmother always said, take care of the customers. I remember when she died.
Uh-huh.
We were in the family car going to the funeral home, and she would have had a fit if she'd have known that we closed the beauty shop for her funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the customers were inconvenienced.
Absolutely. Take care of the clientele. It's hard to turn people down. Sometimes I go in on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, it's just a must. It's been a must in our family for a long time, and things have changed these days.
Yeah. Well, the competition, I mean, and this has been for years. This is nothing new. There's been all kinds of people who have had beauty shops and hair salons and even barbershop. We were talking about that one time on one of these shows about the number of barbershops that were here in this town between
right.
Buford Johns and Jim Bishop and Leon Goodlett and Gene Goldie and Clem May, and it goes on and on and on and on. So the competition is there. And so part of that is that if you want to keep your customers, you better take care of
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now when you come to the beauty shop, she, my daughter's built a boutique on the side.
Yeah. It's more than just getting your hair cut.
Yes, I went into business with Debbie Hood mm-hmm. in the boutique. It's called Ponytails Boutique, and she owns the Hair Depot. Mm-hmm. So we have that business together. We just did a festival this weekend at the courthouse. Sometimes we do a couple festivals a year.
So it's more than just cutting hair.
Yeah, when we get feeble, maybe, we can still run that, and we can work everybody else at the salon. And
well, let me ask you, Marilyn, you've been in it for 48 years, you said?
48.
What's the biggest change you've seen? So when you started till now in just the hair business, as far as doing people's hair, what's the biggest thing that you've seen?
Well, hair color, a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from pink-haired old ladies to Randy doing these wild colors, turquoise, bright blue, green.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Randy Smith works for us now. And
he does all that wild that the kids like.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Has technique changed much, though? Is it style that's changed or technique?
Oh, yeah. I've teased up beehives many a time, and you had to see how high you could get them.
I think everything comes in cycles. You know, you had the pink hair years ago. It's just gotten brighter now.
Well, you know, and you look back in the 50s, I guess the big thing for guys was the crew cut. And then all of a sudden you get back in the late 60s and the 70s, and even I went through this in the late 70s with the afros, if you will, for lack of a better word, the big curly perms.
Curly perms.
And and then it kind of came, well, that's out of style. Let's go back to a shorter cut now, and the crew cuts come.
Yes.
Right.
Don't forget the mullets, you know.
And the mullets.
The back.
A lot of people would like to forget the mullets. But
party in the back and business in the front.
Yeah, that was a half and half. And, of course, then you were talking about the beehives. I guess it was in the early 80s or all through the 80s when you had to see how – what was the big hair on the girls?
The big hair. Yeah. Hey, I'm still there.
And I guess you had to adjust how much hairspray you bought for the shop between then and between now.
Oh, yes, a lot of hairspray.
Is it more natural now? I mean, do you want to make, that's probably not the right word, but it's just...
Yeah, they make fun of me for using all the hairspray all the time. Still.
Yeah.
But it's hard to go from fluffy to flat.
Right.
When you're used to it. But we definitely sell a lot of hairspray still.
Somebody we haven't talked about much, we've mentioned her, but that's your mom, Vetus. Now, mm-hmm. Vetus, Marietta's daughter, she was in it for a long time, too. How long did she... And she instructed plus cut hair. Do you know how long she was
in
the business?
Well, she instructed in Lexington.
Yeah.
And then when she came down here, of course, she was still instructing, you know, mm-hmm. the girls that just came out of beauty school that thought they knew everything that they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, we've had them hair fall out way back when all the kids would get out of school thinking that bleach wouldn't mush your hair off.
Yeah.
And it'd fall on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, but at our shop, like I say, there's just so much knowledge.
Right.
Of everybody gets involved in your hair colors and... To fix what color that you really like.
Do you have that much? Do you have many people that come in saying, "Oh, look what I've done to myself. Can you fix me?"
Oh, all the time.
Really?
All the time. You know, it's always an emergency.
Yeah, of course.
I went to Walmart and got this color for $2.
There you
and
go.
Now it's green.
Yeah.
Or it's orange.
Or red.
So help me, help me, help me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like I say, people can see it. It's right there. So
I got to go to work. You've got to do something tonight.
And I say, bring a pocket full of money and come on down.
Yeah. We'll fix it somehow.
There's nothing quite like our salon. And a lot of people say it's like Steel Magnolia, the movie.
I can see that. And I have seen that. And that's one that leads into the next question. Do you still have, I'll take my mother for example. There's no telling how many Fridays in a row that she has been in your chair. That's just the way you used to do it. You went every week, the women especially, went every week. They had a set appointment. The wind could blow the town down and they would come and get their hair done.
Well,
do you still have a lot of people that do that?
Yes.
Mickey and I have quite a few.
Yeah.
And Kelly does,
I have
too.
A few.
Yeah.
She's more hair color on.
Yeah.
She's our guru, her and Debbie, of hair color. But
so when they go out of town, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
But,
I know
you
how.
Know, sometimes our old customers, I'll say, shoo, wish I had a pecan pie. Well, the next week,
you got
pecan
one.
Pie would pop up.
Yeah.
So we always have something somebody's made, or, you know, you want a piece of coconut cream pie,
It's turned into a family.
It has.
It's like old times on Thursdays, though. Mary Esther Lockridge comes in.
Evelyn Peel.
And we may dance in there and play music. And now they have iPhones and cell phones. And it shocks me to see some of these older ladies that are in their 70s over there on their phone, and I just have to laugh. Yeah. I never thought I'd see that.
Let's go back to Marietta a minute. I'll ask you a question. How would you, Marilyn? I know Kelly, I know you knew her, but of course you were with her, I guess, longer than Kelly was. Give me a word to describe Marietta Hager.
She always had a smile on her face.
Yeah.
She was always very unique and caring about everybody.
Yeah.
She always laughed, took care of customers, took care of her grandchildren. She was a wonderful person, grandmother. I remember one time, of course, I've always rode horses.
Right.
And my grandmother, she loved horses, too, and that's where I got.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time, of course, that was when you could kind of ride a horse around town. And she had a house on Circle Drive.
Uh-huh.
So I would ride from the farm on East Maple to Circle Drive to go see Granny. And I was showing her this horse she bought me one time, and I said, Granny, do you just still think you can ride a horse? She said, honey, if you can get me on, I can ride it. And I helped her on. She was in her late 70s.
Yeah.
And I saw her go down Circle Drive just shaking. That horse's butt was just shaking. So, you know, and all of us ride horses.
Right,
and
right. This next question I want to ask both of you, because I think you'll probably answer it differently, because, you know, usually if there's a different bond between grandparents and grandkids than there is mom and child. So, Kelly, I'm going to start with you. Give me a word to describe Vetus. You're the granddaughter of Vetus, and how do you describe her?
In the salon, she was the peacekeeper. She'd say, if you girls are going to argue, you go to the back room. She was very sweet.
Yeah.
Very, you know, more quiet.
Right.
Not loud like us.
And how do you describe her, Marilyn? Is your mother?
Well, she was a peacekeeper, and boy, she wanted everything clean and swept up and everything. But don't be fussing in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You have four generations. You know, I worked with my grandmother and my mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they come by you if you're doing something wrong when you were younger, mm-hmm. doing hair, mm-hmm. and they poke you in the side. Mm-hmm. You better come back to the back.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Let's do a little talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard, but we all love each other.
Right.
And we all care about our customers. We might fuss a little bit, but don't pay attention to
us. And that's okay. We had a show one week on Chef Sears, and Pat Hager was here, his daughter, and she was talking about how when she worked up there, that sometimes instead of, if somebody, a waitress came in and her shoes weren't quite as clean as he thought they should be, he wouldn't say anything to her. But he would look at Pat and say, Pat, you probably need to get your shoes cleaned, so that everybody else would hear it. And Pat said he wouldn't get it, but he'd use me kind of as the whipping boy, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you're family,
that's
just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that.
You tend to be a little bit harder on your own than you do. And that's probably the only downside of working together, but it's family.
Well, all think we're the boss. That's our problem.
And I could see where that could happen. Kelly, you're sitting with her. She won't hit you too hard. What do you think's a good word to describe this one here? Your mom.
She steals the boss.
There you go.
She's definitely the boss. Even though she works about 15 hours a week now, she comes
she's still
in and
the
starts
boss.
Dealing out all the rules, what we need to do and stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, I think I'm the boss, of course.
Well, I guess if you look over the time period that the business has been in, you've probably been with it longer than anybody.
Absolutely.
Longer than your mom or grandmother ever was.
I think Granny did it about 40 years.
Was it? So you're up?
Not Granny. I'm sorry. Vetus.
Vetus.
Nana. I called her Nana.
So you're
I think I've hung in there more than any. I've had
Mickey's.
Two knee replacements, back rods, rods in my back, but by George, I'm still
You're
going.
Still there.
I'm still there.
And everybody just gets along.
And I'll tell this funny story to show you how Marilyn just keeps going. I don't know if you even remember this or not, but one of your knees you had worked on. And she called me one day, and it's funny because there's two people in this world who tell me, Kelly, that I need a haircut. One's my wife and the other one's her. Just out of the blue, she'll text
you
and say, you probably need a haircut. But I remember this day because I went down there and sat in the chair, and she laid her leg up in my lap. because you were sitting on a stool.
I was on a stool.
Was that a knee replacement? And cut my hair with her leg laying up in my lap.
She did that to several men.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now, don't say that.
If it's all right, you got it done.
I had an ice bag around my knee. I had to come back to work.
Yeah, you had to get it done.
I had to get it done.
That's old.
That's Marietta. You got to take care of your customers.
We never take off. I had an abscess last year. I worked through that pain of that. It was terrible. And then I broke my leg at the beginning of this year, and I work. You know, they say take off. The doctors say take off. And it's just instilled us that we have to work and take care of those clients.
We work on crutches, wheelchairs, just whatever.
Well, I think in 40 years that I've been with you, as far as I remember, there's only one person that has ever cut my hair other than you, and that was you, Kelly, because you were sick or something was going on and couldn't. And I've often said that you have to outlive me so that you can do my hair at the funeral home, but if she don't, you got to take care of it. Of course, it's kind of a hard job to make mine look good. You don't have a lot to work with as far as that's concerned, but still, it's been a good ride. You know, that's one of those businesses, like we said, that has been around for a long time, and there's been so many people involved in the community. You name some, but I'm sure there's a whole lot more that you probably can't even remember that have come through that door and worked there and got their training there and gone on to have their own businesses. But boy, wouldn't it be something if you had, over these past years since 1938, if this family had kept track of how many heads had had their hair done or cut by you all. It would, no telling, it'd be amazing. I'm sure it'd be shocking.
Absolutely.
It would be shocking. And we certainly hope that the business continues on for quite a long time. And hopefully Bailey, even though she may not actually cut it, maybe she'll keep it going. That would be interesting.
She might be the best business.
Yeah, she may run it better than you all. Whoever knows, but at least keep it going. But anyway, the fact is it's one of the longest running businesses in our town that especially has been owned by one family. You just don't see that very often, especially nowadays. It's just a thing of the past. And the thing about it, too, that's interesting, I was talking to Gary Goldie one day about his dad cutting hair, is, you know, when you walk into your place, even though you've got the boutique and stuff, it's like it was back then.
Just family.
Yeah. It's not.
Every client's our family.
There you go. And it's that hometown feel.
Absolutely.
And that's why people enjoy it and they still come in. And even if they don't need their hair cut, they come in and shoot the bull or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But we still keep our, I mean, we might shoot the bull, but we still have our minds on the people's heads.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Our time's up. Believe it or not, that goes quick. But appreciate you coming in and talking to us and telling us a little bit of the history about how it all got started. And hopefully it'll last for a good long time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to Marilyn and Kelly for coming in this morning and talking all about their family business, Jessamine Hairstyle Generations. It's had a few different names, but it's been run by the same family since 1938 and such good people in our community. We appreciate you joining us here on All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next Saturday at 11 o'clock. We hope you'll join us then here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.